It's time for the Baseball Insider. I am Bill Newell with that guy, Andy Carboni. And Andy, the Sox were on a six-game winning streak. They made a move in the American League East, but it came to an end yesterday.
Well, so it did come to a crashing halt yesterday at Fenway, Bill. But, yep, the Red Sox now 27-22 after the pretty good week they had last week. They're in second place in the AL East, now three games behind the Yankees. Of course, yesterday the six-game winning streak came to an end as they were blanked by the Seattle Mariners 5-0. Rick Porcello, he was the loser once again, falling to 3-6 on the season. Gave up just two runs in this game, but 11 hits and just over six innings of work. But elsewhere during the week, the starting pitching was strong, to say the least.
Yeah, so the Sox get out of this nasty weather today, and they're on the road to open up a series, correct?
Yep, today is the first three against the Chicago White Sox in the Windy City. It's a 10-game road trip. They'll also play four games against the Baltimore Orioles and then three with the Yankees before coming back home after the trip. So this will be very interesting to see how things play out over the next 10 days.
And we're going to see David Price, aren't we?
We certainly are. He's going to make his season debut today against the White Sox. First pitch at 2:10. Grab your peanuts and popcorn and some soda and watch out. This could be very exciting. Of course, Price did have two rough rehab outings for Pawtucket, most recently this past Wednesday. He lasted just over three innings of work, giving up six runs on seven hits. So we'll see what happens when he heads out to the mound in Chicago. Obviously, he won't be catching all the catcalls from the Red Sox faithful from Fenway Park out in Chicago, so maybe that'll be a little bit to his benefit to start on the road and get things going.
I wouldn't be surprised if a few Sox fans, Red Sox fans, found themselves into the ballpark today. All right. Andy, other notes, player notes from the Red Sox.
Well, Brock Holt, he's been dealing with symptoms of vertigo. He went to see a specialist in Pittsburgh last week, and unfortunately he's been shut down indefinitely. So who knows when we'll see Brock Holt again. And Red Sox called up Sam Travis, first baseman from Pawtucket. He played in his first game earlier in the week, and he'll just be the first baseman against left-handed pitching. He's a right-handed batter, and he'll add hopefully a little extra power to the lineup, as well as give a little more versatility to John Farrell in the dugout there, where we do have someone else that's handled the first base position, because other than right now, Mitch Moreland really don't have another true first baseman, where Hanley Ramirez really can't play the field anymore at this point. So that could be a benefit to the Sox going forward.
Not that I'm too excited about this, but I saw a note this week where Pablo Sandoval's close to returning.
Actually, he could even return today in Chicago. That's still not off the table, so that's a possibility. He had been playing his rehab games down in Pawtucket, not doing all that well. He was 3-for-21 last time I checked, but there's a strong chance he could be seen back in the Red Sox lineup today. Wouldn't be something if you see David Price and Pablo returning to the field today in Chicago.
Off the table. You're not referring to the dining room table, are you?
Pablo makes plenty of trips over there, so definitely.
That's not fair. It's not fair now. All right, now, Andy, anything else? Any other Red Sox notes before we head to the Major League Baseball notes?
Well, a few interesting things happened during the week. Obviously, with Sam Travis coming up on Wednesday, he had two hits in his Major League debut, became the first Red Sox player to make his Major League debut at first base and collect two hits in the game. Last player to do that for the Red Sox, 1911. Hal Janvrin did it back then. I suppose you can't forget Hal Janvrin's Major League career, and that's where it all started back in 1911. So Sam Travis and some pretty good company now at this point. On Thursday, Craig Kimbrell struck out four batters in the top of the ninth. He became a member of the sixth team in Major League Baseball history to strike out 20 batters in a nine-inning game. The Red Sox were involved two other times. Of course, that was both times that Roger Clemens had his 20-strikeout game, so that was an interesting day on the mound for the Red Sox pitching staff. And also Brian Johnson, want to give a shout-out to him. On Saturday, he came up and pitched a complete game shutout for the Sox in a 6-0 win over the Mariners, allowed just five hits. But with David Price coming back to the rotation today, Johnson probably sent back to Pawtucket after the game.
Well, as we look at Major League Baseball notes, this first one that you have, Andy, caught me by surprise, not paying attention to the standings, but the Astros, the first team to win 30 games this year?
Yeah, they're certainly on fire, Bill. They have having an excellent season, a great all-around team between pitching, defense, hitting. They're definitely the team to watch in Major League Baseball this year, especially in the American League. I mean, the Yankees have been a nice story. No one was expecting to see them in first place this time of the year, but the Houston Astros is definitely a team that's running on all cylinders.
Yeah, I was wary of the Yankees, Andy. I got to be honest with you. Even at the end of last year, the way they came on and looking ahead to this year is that, I was just a little wary of them. So anyways, hopefully the Sox can catch them. Elsewhere around Major League Baseball, Andy?
Well, a couple notes on the fastest and longest games of the season so far. Back on Tuesday, Cubs and Giants had the fastest game of the season, 2 hours and 5 minutes. And yesterday, Rays and Twins of Minnesota played the longest game of the season, 6 hours, 26 minutes, a 15-inning affair.
And last week we talked about Tommy Lasorda, the former Dodger manager, and we know why he's in the hospital. He's having a pacemaker replaced.
Had his pacemaker replaced during the week last week. He's actually out of the hospital now. We update that he's home resting comfortably, so that's good news to report for the Hall of Fame manager.
Gotcha. Well, Andy, let me ask you one last question here, if there's anything else on Major League Baseball. But you mentioned the starting pitching this past week during the part of the six-game winning streak. Anything else, you know, solidify at all, whether defensively on the field or offensively at the plate for the Sox this past week?
Well, along with the pitching, I think the offense is coming around just a bit more this week. We saw Jackie Bradley Jr. had some home runs during the week. Xander Bogaerts finally hit his first home run. So the lineup's getting maybe a little more comfortable at this point, starting to see a little more production. The defense is, especially with Devin Morrell playing third base right now, has solidified in the infield. Obviously, third base has been a major issue.
Yeah.
Outfield defense has been strong all year, will continue to be so. I mean, Jackie Bradley had a couple outstanding catches for Brian Johnson on that shutout on Saturday. So, the team really still does need that big bat in the middle of the lineup. That's still something that that is still missing. But hopefully they can work around that and maybe by the trade deadline, hopefully make an acquisition that could help this team down on the stretch run if they continue to be in the mix.
All right, Andy, we got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Andy Carboni, our Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.